Sacramento's in a different place. We want to be the place where innovative ideas and creative things are coming out. And then you have to let us know. We had meetings with a lot of you folks in the room, and you told us what some of the barriers are. Barrier number one is, can we attract talent and keep talent in this community? Barrier number two, capital. We all need access. We know that. That's important. So we're trying to do our part. And barrier number three was, the city can't be a barrier. We can't be the one putting up roadblocks. We have folks from the state here. We have a couple people from the state. Wait, you guys stand up. We got to give our state some love here. Yes. Give our. So we're all in this together in a real way. So that's kind of what I want you guys to know before I tell you the fun things we're going to do. The second kind of big thing for people to know, other than our commitment, is that we started the Office of Innovation, and I'm really proud of that. For the first time, it's called the Mayor's Office for Innovation and Entrepreneurship. And Abby and Ash, we're going to have you both stand real quick. You're going to hear from them a little bit later. Everybody knows Ash because he probably helped design this place with them. They both had a full head of hair back then, too. And then Abby's from based in Chicago, but he worked in a number of cities around the country, and they created mayor's offices for innovation all over the country. And I think we're going to have one of the coolest. So if you wouldn't mind giving that to me. All right, so we have something called the Innovation Growth Fund. I'm going to say it again. You have to repeat it. Innovation Growth Fund.
Innovation Growth Fund.
Not a lot of cities have these. We have about $10 billion in this Innovation Growth Fund. And our goal is, number one, is that every year it gets replenished at $1 million. So we think that it can be sustained long term. So it's not something we're just going to do once with the dollars we have and be done. But we think if we're smart, we can leverage those dollars in big, significant ways. Here you say Innovation Growth Fund.
Innovation Growth Fund.
The first thing we're going to do is, we have a program called Rails. And are you going to talk about Rails? So let's talk about the Rails program. But we're giving out $1 million this year at different size grants to companies and organizations and nonprofits to advance what you do. And the grant sizes will be $25,000, $50,000, some cases maybe a little larger. And I'll have Abby talk about it. But these are ways that we're going to help foster what you need to be to do to be successful. And cities around the country aren't doing it at this magnitude, so I'm really proud of that. That's one area. So we have grants that we're doing. The second area is, we're going to actually take $1 million and invest in local companies. Where's my inside coffee, people? We got to pass out coffee for take $1 million, and we're putting a committee together. It's called the Mayor Tech Council, I believe. And they're going to evaluate different proposals. And we're going to, as a city, invest in companies, local companies. And that's a big deal, because a lot of times, one of your barriers were access to capital. We're going to make investments at $100, $150, maybe even $250,000. And then as a city, we'll actually potentially get a return on that investment as time goes on. So we're doing it because it's going to create jobs. It's going to help you do what you do. But the city's investing, so we own a little bit of that, and we'll get a return on the investment. So the more success you have, the more success our city does. People aren't doing this around the country, I'm telling you. And then the third one is, so one is grants, the second one is invest in local companies, and the third one is strategic investments. Have you heard of 500 startups? Anybody? Can anybody explain, other than Omni? 500 startups?
It's going to go now.
500 startups is a global accelerator. They have offices in, I think, 35 different countries around the globe right now. But they're global accelerators. So what they do is they help take early stage startups and turn them into thriving $100 million plus companies.
So, number one, we're investing in grants to invest. Number two, investing in local companies. And number three, we're taking $1 million or more and going to invest in 500 startups. So again, think about that. Do we not want to be known as a place that's innovative and a hub for technology and entrepreneurship? Absolutely. So when a city is invested in 500 startups, which is based in Silicon Valley, they're like, oh my God, something crazy is going on in Sacramento, because we have never done that before. Secondly, we're going to get a return on our investment. They typically get a 4 or 5X return. So we're invested and plan to get a return on that investment, which is significant. So $1 million in 7 years can end up being, you know, $5 million. That's a big deal. So that replenishes our fund in a smart way. And then lastly, because you invest in 500 startups, they're going to choose some companies in Sacramento that are part of their portfolio. So then that means companies in Sacramento become part of their portfolio. That means they give technical advice and so forth to those companies. These are the ways that you change the image and perception in a real way. And we have Maria and Larry and our whole team here. We have to hear from you, though. You have to keep telling us what we can do better. So this is kind of our first phase and our first foray into this innovative space where that people around the country are starting to say Sacramento is truly starting to become a hub of innovation, entrepreneurship, and technology. And it's something I'm really, really proud of. So I want you guys to know it's just not talk. You have a mayor's election coming up on June 7th. It may be over on June 7th. But both of the top candidates are fully committed to this innovation office from a mayor's standpoint and these funds and to keep it going. So it's not something that's just going to be here while I'm here for another 6 months. You're going to have continuity. This is going to be a part of the fabric of Sacramento for many, many years to come. So really proud of it. Chris, is there anything I'm missing that I'm supposed to say? Ash, anything I'm missing I'm supposed to say?
Nope, that's it.
Avi, don't tell me what
I'm missing. I'll take care of it after.